Okay, hello everyone. I'm going to speak about my job as a clairvoyant. I haven't been a clairvoyant for my whole life. I was a mathematic teacher in the past, and also I had worked in the computer industry for a few years of my life before that. So. But for about the last 5, 6, 7 years, I have been doing clairvoyant on a regular basis, and I'm clairvoyant on a regular basis, and I'm going to speak a little bit about my job, and about defining what I do. So, first, clairvoyance is not the fortune telling. Fortune telling is a totally different story, which basically is. does not exist. So if someone is a fortune teller, then I would say that this person is not for real, is not telling people the truth, because the truth is nobody can tell the future. So why do I say that I am a clairvoyant, and what do I do if I don't tell the future? What I do is that I read the person's energy, so an energy field. Energy field is something that I can sense. You also can sense it. You also can feel it, but maybe you are not used to feel it as much as I do, or maybe you are just not aware how it feels like, and you still didn't get used to understand how to interpret it in your real life. So I just feel the energy field of the person, no matter where that person is. If that person is on the other side of the world, I can still feel his energy or her energy if she or he gives me the permission to do that. I don't do any clairvoyance without permission, because this is first immoral, and it's not my business. Actually, I'm not interested to learn about what other people are doing without their permission. And so I sense the energy of the person, and I predict the most likely outcome of that energy. If the energy, for example, is good, then I would predict good things to happen. More about that in the next episode. Thank you.